That's not an alarm. It's nothing else. It's just actually a... Wait a minute, I better put this away first. It is a, I nearly said a blind tennis ball, which is technically what it is, but obviously tennis balls don't have eyes. But it's one of the VI tennis balls I actually bought last
Christmas.
Last Christmas, yeah, because I think I got them wrapped up as a Christmas present, even though I bought them before. But I've been meaning to buy myself and Karen a racket, because I mean, Karen's never played tennis in her life properly, have you, apart from the odd little fun game.
Played it at school occasionally.
Yeah, but it's not something we've played, and obviously as a I've never been able to play it. I've tried as a kid where I could see a little bit better, just sort of standing about 5 foot each side of the net and still couldn't do it. And if you go back to my audio booze, there is a boo I did with Contrary Tan when we both tried VI tennis down in Manchester. So obviously I decided to buy some balls. And I finally got around to getting a couple of rackets. And the good thing was, though, when I first started, I'd asked the question, what size rackets? Because I think there are sort of sizes which they recommend you should use up to. And Millie's trying to give me a kiss. And it was, they came back and said it's 21 inch. And that's what put me off buying a racket, because 21 inch is really small. And the handles are like for children, they're just too short to hold on to the ones I'd found. And so a couple of months later, I actually sort of... I don't know why, but I put on Facebook, on the VI Tennis UK Facebook page, just to sort of ask again in case anything had changed or what people recommended. And then they came back and said it's now up to 25 inch, which is a lot better. It's not full size, which you don't need. Tends to be B1s, tend to go for the 23. But I was a B2 when I used to swim, so bought a couple today, nice blue, red and white ones, so patriotic. And I've just been a little mess around in the back garden against the house. Not a lot of a space to use, could bring about 6 foot. But just a bit of fun. And you could hear, I could hear it quite well. And being a slightly bigger ball as well, I had that little bit of vision to see it. So we're going to maybe get out to... there's a bit of a outdoor, what do you call it? All-weather pitch. Not far away, and we'll take it there and have a game and maybe grab friends and stuff. And the beauty of the VI tennis game is it can be played by anyone from totally blind all the way up to sighted as well. And I know there are some competitions where they have like mixed pairs, so if you have got sighted friends, you can obviously play along with them as well, which I think is good, because it's good to have a sport where VIs and sighted can play together. And so often we find this where something will come up for me, and Karen has to sit on the byline, so to speak. So it's good that there's a sport which, at least for fun anyway, you can play together. So I'm hoping Karen wants to play more. She's laughing in the background. So I thought I'd share this and see if anyone else does VI tennis. And I know there's a few in the Manchester area as well, and a few in Oldham who play, so hopefully we'll get a Manchester group together pretty soon. So anyway, that's me for now, and take care, and bye-bye.